2 years ago today, hundreds of supporters of then-President Donald Trump stormed the United States Capitol in an effort to overturn the results of the presidential election. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal was at the Capitol that day, and he joins us now. Senator, take us back to January 6th, 2021. What was your first inkling that something was afoot?
I was on the floor of the United States Senate. We were waiting to transmit the electoral votes to the House. All of us virtually were on the floor, and we heard some banging, some noise of voices, very unusual. And then we were told, literally, you must abandon the chamber. And there was a sense of apprehension, then fear, then horror, as the noise of the mob could be heard through the doors. And we left as quickly as we could with the Capitol Police, guns drawn, escorting us down the hallway. We saw out of the windows the mob with lead pipes and bats. And we learned later they were armed with firearms. And, of course, the flags, Trump flags, swastikas, other kinds of flags indicating the violent extremist groups that were supporting this insurrection.
Were you afraid for your own safety and the safety of others around you?
It was surreal, incredible. Yes, I was afraid after we saw and heard the mob that against all odds, against the conventional sense of safety in the United States Capitol, we could be potential victims, because just down the hall we heard the breaking of windows and the smashing of doors. And out the windows we saw the hundreds of people who were going at the Capitol, literally crashing against the windows and doors. So, yes, there was a sense of real fear, and we were moving as quickly as we could to get away from the floor of the United States Senate.
Senator, there was so much to take in that day. What is your most vivid memory from January 6, 2021?
One of my most vivid memories is the decision that we made. All of us gathered together in one of the hearing rooms, Republicans and Democrats, virtually every member of the United States Senate, when we were asked, should we finish the job today? And every one of us, it was a shout, yes. We wanted to get the count done. We wanted to complete the task of the electoral count. And I think it's a real tribute to our democracy that so resiliently and resolutely we were able to do it despite this threat and how close we came to losing it.
Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat from Connecticut. Senator, thank you for talking with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And this afternoon, President Biden has just honored police and local officials for their actions during the January 6th Capitol riot.